next player out, and they are coming out so fast. Number three is Ethan Bland. Number 12 is Zach Pulliam. And I couldn't see the last player. Marcus Cockrum, number one for Alton, the first player out. Next out is number 11, Corey Miller. Number 12 is Landon Huckabee. Number 13 is Ryland Steele. And the final player out, number 22, that is Dylan Whalen. So those are starters for Alton. And again, I'll get the other starter here for Winona as we get going. They are in the purple uniforms, trimmed in yellow. Yellow numbers on the jersey. Number 23 looks like the other starter. That is Ben Ipock. Ipock will jump into the center circle with Corey Miller. And these boys about eye to eye as they step in. We are set to go. 8 minutes on the clock, the final game here of the afternoon. Again, all these games moved up because of the threat of bad weather later tonight. The tip is controlled by Winona. Into the hands of Voiles, the other starter. That's Carter Voiles. He gives it on the wing, Alton all over him. Good swarming defense, and they're going to call a foul. I believe they're going to get Ryland Steele. He and Miller had a double team, made the steal, and they called Ryland for the foul. Inbound play. Ball is tipped and stolen by Alton. Steele with it. Ryland up the floor. Gives it into the corner. Gets it right back. Underneath, beautiful pass into Miller. He couldn't get it to go. Got his rebound back. Puts it back up and draws a foul. Corey couldn't get the first one to go. He'll go to the line here trying to get the first points of the ball game. Corey Miller waits here for the referee to hand him the basketball. The shot is on the way, and it's off the side of the rim, no good. So Corey will get one more shot here, trying to put the Comets up early, 1-0. We played 30 seconds. Shot on the way is off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Summersville. With the basketball, Voiles. Voiles looks at the defense, pressure from Alton. They swing it around the outside. With the basketball, Bland gets it back over to Voiles. He looks inside, picks up his dribble now, needs help. Had the ball slapped away, gets it back. They go out front to Pulliam. Pulliam's pass is stolen. And then back up the floor, long pass is too far up for Cochran to run down. Nice steal there by Whalen. He tried to get it up the floor to Cochran, but just threw it too far in front of him. And the ball went up on the stage. Winona will inbound. No field goals yet, no score yet in this basketball game. Quickly up the floor with a basketball. Voiles is going to be fouled by Whalen. Whalen with a reach in. Call for his first. And it'll be Winona basketball on the side. We played a little over a minute, still no score. Big difference in the start of that last game when Summersville came out and hit three threes in the first minute with the basketball. Winona out front, number three, Bland. They swing it around the outside to Voiles. Voiles back over to Bland. Bland fakes the drive, kicks it back out. They give it to Sullivan. Now they come back over, swing it around. Almost a steal, and it is a steal. Cockrum with it. Marcus Cockrum up the floor. Gets it to Whalen. Whalen looking inside. Pass underneath to Miller. It's going to be a turnover. Stolen by Winona. Quickly back the other way. And stolen right back by the Alton Comets. Cochran. Marcus came in behind and stole the ball. Gets it out to Whalen out front. Whalen gives the ball off to Huckabee. Back to Cochran. Back to Huckabee. He's going to take a three-pointer. That's good. Landon Huckabee, first points of the ball game is a three. Alton with an early 3-0 lead. Pass up the floor is tipped and stolen. Huckabee with it. Takes it across half court on the dribble, backs it back out. Gives it to Steele. Ryland looking inside. Zone defense here from Winona. Steele in the corner to Whalen. He'll fire for three. In and out, no good. Miller had a hand on it, but then lost it. Rebound taken by number 12, Puglia. Quickly up the floor. Pass underneath is kicked out of bounds by the Alton Comets. Checking in now for Alton is number 34. That's Trantham. Trantham in. Looking to bring the ball in. They do. Winona, that is. Winona with the basketball. Swing it around the outside of the three-point line. Trying to get through this defense here from Alton. Alton with the rebound on the missed shot. Quickly, Marcus Cochran brings the ball up the floor. Marcus gives it off to Steele. Ryland to the basket, puts it up on the run. Can't get to go. Rebound pulled down by Sullivan. Quickly back the other way. To the basket, shot up, no good by Voiles. Rebound taken by Alton. Still 3-0, low scoring first quarter of basketball. One field goal. That was a three that was made by Huckabee. Cochran out to Steele. Steele in the corner to Huckabee. He's going to take another three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Voiles, and he traveled. And he's turning, asking the referee. He thought he was fouled. Lost his balance, fell to the floor. Number 12, Pulliam, out of the ball game. Number 45 checking in. That is Paisley with the basketball. Alton has it. Trantham out front. His pass is over the head of his teammate. And out of bounds, touch last by the Winona Wildcats. So it's Alton basketball. Alton got by with one there, a bad pass. And Winona just got a hand on it. Trantham to inbound, looking to come in, brings it into Huckabee. Landon looking inside, brings it back out to Steele. Ryland, his pass, he threw it back to where Huckabee was, but Huckabee had cut to the basket. So turnover on Alton. Winona basketball. Voiles will give it back to 45 Paisley. Paisley out front. Pass into the corner. Three-pointer on the way is good. And couldn't see who that was. Number 22, Voiles. Voiles with the first three. Makes it a tie ball game. 3-3. Rebound on the missed shot. Voiles quickly up the floor. Inside. Pass back out. Good ball movement here by Winona. Going to the basket. Shot up and in. And trying to see again, that was number 23, Ipok. His first two. Ben Ipok to the basket. Steele to Miller. Miller puts it up and in. Corey's first two. Now the scoring's starting to pick up a little bit. After going the first 4.5 minutes of the first quarter with just 3 points, now teams are starting to score. Underneath, up and in, is number three. That's Bland, his first two. And it's 7-5. Winona with a two-point lead. Huckabee's going to fire for three. That's in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Bland. Bland on the dribble, looking for help. Pass up the floor, gets it to Sullivan. Sullivan's pass underneath is tipped. It comes out to number 45, Paisley, who goes to the basket, makes the bucket, and draws the foul. The ball just bounced Winona's way that time down. Ball went off the backboard, came back out right into the hands of Paisley, who drove it in for the layup. So at the line, Cash Paisley looking to complete a three-point play and give the Wildcats a five-point lead. Shot on the way is no good. Rebound taken by Trantham. And Coach Caruso wants a timeout. Timeout taken. Winona leading all 9-5, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hey, trappers and predator hunters. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got everything you need for the predator hunting. Fox Pro electronic game calls, Fox Pro game lights, guns, and ammo. For the trappers, they've got traps, bait, scents, and accessories, including the dog-proof coon traps, muck and lacrosse boots to combat the cold and mud. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains, your headquarters for trapping and predator hunting. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Well, 2:41 left to play in the first quarter. The Winona Wildcats leading the Alton Comets 9-5. It will be Alton basketball out of the timeout. Cole Trantham will trigger the ball in. He'll bring it in to Marcus Cockrum. Everybody else is on the other end of the floor. And Marcus will bring it across half court on the dribble. Gets it across half court. Gives it to Waylon. Waylon looks, looking inside, comes back out to steal. Ryland over to Cochran. Cochran with the basketball. Off to Steele. Steele drives in, out to Cochran. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Voiles. Voiles quickly back up the floor. Gives it to Bland. Bland on the dribble. Pass across the floor, stolen by Ryland Steele. Ryland to the bucket. Puts it up, puts it in. Nice move by Ryland Steele. His first two of the ball game. Makes it a two-point game again at 9-7. With a basketball, Voiles. He's guarded by Cochran, looking inside. And we're going to have a foul called. I believe Ipok was fouled as he tried to start down the side of the lane there. So one on the basketball. Huckabee will check in as Waylon goes out. Landon Huckabee back into the ballgame for Alton. Inbound play here for Winona. Bland with it. Gives it off to number 45, Paisley. His shot no good. We're going to have a foul on the rebound. Wild layup. It was almost 2-4 underneath the basket. Missed the shot. Alton gets the ball back. A chance to tie it up here with a two. They trail 9-7. Huckabee thought about the three, Trantham. Inside to Huckabee. Huckabee to the basket. And he went down hard. Winona helping him up. He'll draw the foul and go to the free throw line. So Landon Huckabee, a chance to get some points here at the line. He's got three. He scored the first three of the ball game. Hasn't scored since. Minute 34 left, first quarter. First free throw on the way is good for Huckabee. He's got four. And it's a one-point ball game now. Checking in for Winona, number 12, that is Pulliam. He comes back in. Second shot on the way for Huckabee is good. Huckabee with five. Ties the ball game at nine. Now full court pressure here from the Alton Comets. Trying to create some turnovers. Basketball is tipped, but it goes right to Winona across the floor. Sullivan's pass is blocked, but they're going to get Ryland Steele for a push. For Ryland, now that's his second. And Coach Caruso will go to the bench. To get a sub here, not wanting to pick up another quick foul, he's going to bring River Haddock into the ball game, number five. Inbound play here for the Winona Wildcats, bounce pass. And we got a foul, a push underneath on Winona. So Alton gets the ball back, a chance to take the lead here with a minute 24 left to play first quarter. Cochran crosses half court, gives it over to Huckabee. Huckabee, free throw line, out to Trantham. Trantham, they swing the ball around the outside. They give it to Haddock. Haddock picks up the dribble, out to Cochran. Cochran driving all the way down the lane, puts the shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by the Wildcats. They've got numbers, four on two. To the basket, shot up, and it's going to be blocked by Huckabee. But a foul is called. And that's going to send Paisley to the free throw line. Cash Paisley. He's been active since coming into the game here for Winona. He'll go to the line after that foul on Huckabee. Makes the first. Paisley now with 3 points. He'll set for the second. Couple of dribbles. Second one is on the way. It is no good. Fight for the rebound. It's on the floor. Cole Trantham picks it up. They get it off now to Cochran. The Alton Comets head the other way. Huckabee in the corner to Haddock. He drives in, double team, triple team now, looking for help. He'll bring it back out to Cochran. Alton Comets with the basketball. Huckabee out to Trantham. He's going to fire for three. It's good. Cole Trantham with his first three of the ball game puts the Comets up 12-10. Big bucket there. With the basketball out front, Paisley for the Winona Wildcats. 16 seconds to play in the quarter. That's a travel. Paisley forgot to dribble there. So it'll be Alton basketball, 13.6 seconds left to play first quarter. Seems like it's been a long first quarter of basketball. Slow start, scoring starting to pick up now. 12-10, Alton with a two-point lead. Huckabee drives in the lane. Pass underneath is tipped and taken by Winona. Paisley puts the shot up at the buzzer. It's no good. At the end of one, your score, 12-10. Alton by two. We'll take a break. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear the old vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Welcome back again to Couch High School. The Alton Comets leading at the end of the first quarter, 12-10, over the Winona Wildcats. We'll come back out, get ready to start here in the second quarter. Let me see, it will be Alton basketball. Whalen to trigger the ball in for the Comets. He comes back out on the floor. He's joined by Corey Miller, Cole Trantham, Marcus Cockrum, and Landon Huckabee. Ryland Steele, who picked up two fouls in that first quarter, is still on the sideline. Inbound play, they'll bring it in to Cockrum. Cockrum crosses half court, gives it to Trantham. Trantham just hit a three-pointer from that wing. Out to Cockrum on the right wing. Bounce pass across the floor to Huckabee. Alton moving the ball around the outside. Give it to Cockrum. Cockrum dribbles into the lane. And a foul is called, a charge on Marcus Cockrum. You could probably hear number 12 for the Winona Wildcats. When there was contact made, Pulliam grunted and fell backwards. You don't know about that one, but they called the charge on Marcus Cockrum. With the basketball, the ball slapped away, almost stolen by Cockrum. Taken by Winona. Winona on the dribble. They swing it around the outside. Paisley off to Pulliam. He can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Ryland Steele, who's back in there. Off to Whalen. Whalen puts it up and in. Good break by the Alton Comets. And quickly, Winona wanting a timeout. 14-10, Winona. With a four-point lead, we'll stay right here. I want to say thank you again to our boosters for Alton Comet basketball. They include Thayer Ready Mix, Allen Supported Living, Thayer Walmart, Clary Funeral Home, and Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring, and Simpson's True Value in Alton. Remember, the winner of this game will advance to the semifinals on Thursday, where they'll meet the Summersville Wildcats. Summersville coming off that big win just a few minutes ago over the Couch Indians here on the Indians' home floor. So the coaches want to talk things over. Coach Voiles for Winona, and he was hot as he called that timeout. You could hear him as he was, let's say, talking loudly to his players. on the opposite side of the floor. And Coach Caruso giving some instruction to his Alton Comets. 14-10, Alton with the lead, Wynona with the basketball. Number 45, that's Paisley. Gives the ball off to Pulliam. Back out front to Paisley, and Paisley traveled. Faked the pass and shuffled his feet. Called for the travel. The turnover goes back to Alton. Alton with a lot better start here in this second quarter. They'll have the basketball. Ryland still playing with two fouls. Gives it off to Whalen. Whalen looking inside. He'll back it back out. Gives it to Trantham. Around to Steele. Ryland takes it all the way back out top of the key. And gives to Whalen. Whalen now off to Steele. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by the Wynona Wildcats. Pulliam up the floor. His pass is stolen by Whalen. Great anticipation there by Whalen. Dillon stepped in that passing lane and managed to get stopped before he went out of bounds on the sideline. I don't know how he stopped that quick, but he did. With the basketball, Cockrum off to Whalen. Whalen will shoot the three. It's good. And he earned that one after the steal. 5 points now for Dillon Whalen, and it's a 7-point Alton lead, 17-10. Paisley with the basketball. He's being pressured by Whalen. Gives it off to Pulliam. Back out to Paisley. Into the high post to IPOC. Back outside. Three-pointer on the way. It's no good. Rebound fought for. Out of bounds. Touch last by the Wynona Wildcats. Landon Huckabee will check back in for Cole Trantham. And Alton will come back up on offense, leading by seven. 5:45 left to play in the first half. First round action, the Big Springs Conference Tournament. Always a good tournament each year. With the basketball, Whalen looking inside. He'll come back out to Steele. Steele to Cockrum. Cockrum over to Huckabee. Good quick passes here around the outside. Steele with it in the corner. Drives in the lane, gets it off to Huckabee. Huckabee goes up, can't get it to go. Miller fighting for the rebound, but it went out of bounds. It bounced on the floor before he could pick it up. The ball goes back to Wynona. I think they were expecting full court pressure. They had all five players back here to help inbound the basketball, and Alton was on the other end of the floor. Alton back here in a zone defense. Underneath, pass off. Wynona up for the shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sullivan. He couldn't get it to go. Gets his own rebound, trying to go back up again. We got a jump ball. It'll belong to Wynona. On the alternating possession, the arrow in Wynona's favor. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. Paisley will bring the ball in, looking to come in, still looking. Brings it into the corner, back out, and that's going to be a turnover as they threw it into the backcourt. I believe it was IPOC as he tried to go in the lane and kick it out. As Voiles tried to kick it out to his teammate and threw it right into the backcourt. Inbound play here. Huckabee will give it in to Steele. Ryland across half court, back to Landon, right back to Ryland. They swing it around the outside. Dillon Whalen now with the basketball on the left wing. Pass underneath, not a good idea there. Through traffic, and it was stolen by Wynona. Voiles with it. Into the corner, almost a turnover. IPOC managed to get a hold of it. They go underneath to Sullivan. He'll put it up, no good. Ball's loose on the floor, fought for. We're going to have a reach-in foul called on the Alton Comets, and we'll see who it's on. As they called the foul, and that fight for the rebound down low. Looked like Huckabee gets the foul, his second. And that's going to send Sullivan to the free throw line. Aiden Sullivan looking for his first point in the ball game. He'll step to the line here to shoot. I believe a one-on-one is what the referee said, so the foul was on the floor before the shot. Free throw on the way is good. Sullivan knocks the first down. He'll set now for the second free throw, trying to cut into this 6-point Alton lead. 17-11, Alton leading Wynona. Second shot is on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Corey Miller. His pass a little too hard for Steele to handle, and it's picked up by Wynona, so Alton turns it right over on that rebound of the missed free throw. Almost a steal there by Whalen. Off to Voiles. Voiles Picks up his dribble, needs help, comes outside to Ipok. Ipok to the basket, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound, back up, puts it in and draws the foul. Good job there by Ben Ipok, his fourth point of the ball game. And he'll go to the free throw line now to try to complete a three-point play. Winona climbing back in this. They were down seven, now just down four with a chance to make it three here with a free throw. Ipok's free throw is on the way. It's good. Ben Ipok with 5 points down. Alton with the basketball. Ryland still walks it across half court. Gives it to Whalen on the left wing. Whalen, high post pass is dangerous pass, but a foul is called as Landon Huckabee did a good job going to get that basketball on the pass into the middle. Landon's going to come out. Cole Trantham will check back in. Alton will inbound. Dylan Whalen to bring the ball in, bringing it into Trantham. Trantham right back to Whalen. 3:50 left to play. Trantham for three. On the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Pulliam. Up the floor quickly. Nice break. Sullivan will get the easy two. And immediately Alton wants a timeout. 17-16, Alton by one. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
We are back again here at Couch High School. The Alton Comets holding on to a one-point lead over the Winona Wildcats 17-16. Winona scored six straight points. Alton led it by seven, 17-10, before Winona went on this run. And most of it's been created by turnovers. Alton got to take better care of the basketball here. Ryland still with the basketball out front. He'll give it on the wing to Whalen. Whalen looking inside, holds up, off to Trantham, over to Steele. He's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by the Winona Wildcats. Voiles with it. Voiles on the dribble, gives it out to Pulliam. Pulliam looking inside. They swing it around to Ipok. Yeah, it is Ipok in the corner. Pass in the middle, stolen by Alton. Good job there by Corey Miller. Got into the passing lane, made the steal. Now see if they can get some offense going. We've had stretches here where they've kind of went cold. 17-16, 2:46 left to play first half. Marcus Cochran with the ball out to Ryland Steele. Ryland drives in, gives it to Trantham. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Rebound tipped out, taken by Ipok. Ipok's pass is stolen by Ryland Steele. Ryland quickly back the other way. Pass off to Miller. Miller puts it up. Players hit the floor. They go back the other way. Ipok. It's going to be called for the offensive foul as he pushed off. Ipok called on the foul, and Coach Voiles didn't like that. So Alton get the ball, still leading by one. Trying to score here. They haven't scored in a while. Like I said, it's been a 6-0 run for the Winona Wildcats. With a basketball, Cochran. Out to Steele, back to Cochran. He'll fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound by Huckabee. Huckabee again, and this time he'll draw the foul. Good job by Landon Huckabee, really hitting the offensive boards there. Got a couple of offensive rebounds, fouled on the second. Alton will inbound. That foul on Sullivan is his third. So a little foul trouble now for the Winona Wildcats. It's one of their starters will go to the bench with three fouls. Inbound play to Trantham. He can't get it to go, and the rebound is pulled down by Pulliam. Quickly back the other way. He gives it to Voiles. Voiles into the lane, puts the shot up and in. Voiles with the runner. He's got five, and the Winona Wildcats are in front by one now. Trantham is going to fire a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound by Voiles. Voiles heads the other way. On the dribble, drives in, and we're going to get a charge called. Voiles called for the charge. As Alton steps in to take it. Corey Miller back in. Cole Trantham will sit down. Alton down one, 18-17. 8-0 run here for these Winona Wildcats. And it looked like Alton was starting to pull away there, leading by seven. Whalen with it. Brings it out to Ryland Steele. Ryland looking inside, back over to Whalen. He's going to fire the three. That's off the rim, no good. Ryland Steele with a rebound, back up, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, and they're going to get Ryland, I think, for his third foul. And he's going to have to go back to the bench as Cole Trantham runs to the scores table. Or I should say, walks to the scores table. They're right there by it. So Ryland Steele with his third foul will go to the bench for the rest of this first half. Cole Trantham checking in. Free throw is on the way. It's good for Voiles. Number 22, Carter Voiles with his 6 point. Second shot now is on the way. No good. Rebound by Huckabee. 9-0. White on a run here to lead it now 19-17. With the basketball. Whalen backs it all the way back around. They lob it underneath to Miller. Miller puts it up and in. Finally, Alton gets an easy one underneath to break the scoring drought. And we're tied at 19. Winona with the basketball. 50 seconds left here in the first half. Ipock to Voiles. Voiles on the dribble. Excuse me, that's Paisley. Paisley out to Pulliam. Winona moving the ball around the outside. Paisley for three, no good. Corey Miller with a rebound. Miller gives the ball to Whalen. Alton back on offense here. Tied at 19 with 24 seconds left to play in this first half. Trantham, he'll fire for three. That's on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound. Winona with it. Voiles, 12 seconds left in the half. Crosses half court. Voiles picked up by Whalen, a matchup of number 22s. Into the corner, pass back out. Ipock for three at the buzzer. It's no good. Your score at the half, 19-19. Alton and Winona all tied up. We'll take a break and come back with your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan. Townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Health. Lender.
When you need auto parts, you want great customer service, and that's what Alton Auto Parts gives you. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer price match guarantee. Are you needing batteries, oil, hydraulic hoses, anything automotive related? Stop in and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, or call them at 417-778-7153. Alton Auto Parts, your CarQuest auto parts dealer.
Hey, trappers and predator hunters, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got everything you need for the predator hunting. Fox Pro electronic game calls, Fox Pro game lights, guns, and ammo. For the trappers, they've got traps, bait, scents, and accessories, including the dog-proof coon traps, muck and lacrosse boots to combat the cold and mud. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains, your headquarters for trapping and predator hunting. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
We are back here at Couch High School at the half. We're tied up at 19, Alton and Winona. First round action of the Big Springs Conference Tournament. The Alton Comets, they led by two at the end of one quarter, 12-10, then built that lead to 17-10 before Winona went on a 9-0 run to take a two-point lead, or excuse me, an 8-0 run at 18-17. And then Alton scores 2 points, Winona scores 1 point, and we're tied at 19 here at the half. That's how we got to this point. Your scoring in the ball game, first of all, for the Winona Wildcats, they were led by Carter Voiles. Carter with 6 points. Looks like 5 points for Ben Ipock. 3 points for Aiden Sullivan. Also 3 points for Cash Paisley. And 2 points for Ethan Bland for the Alton Comets. They were led in the first half, looks like by Dylan Whalen and Landon Huckabee with 5 points each. And then 4 points for Corey Miller, 3 for Cole Trantham, and 2 for Ryland Steele. Again, the Alton Comets and Winona tied at 19 here at the half. First round action of the Big Springs Conference Tournament. If you weren't with us earlier, we've already had 3 games here at Couch this morning. Of course, they started, or this afternoon, I should say. They started early. They started this morning. Started at 11 o'clock with the top seed Bunker winning over Van Buren. In that second game, it was Eminence defeating Ellington 69-53. That means Eminence and Bunker will play in one semifinal matchup. And then our game that we had right before this, the Summersville Wildcats defeated Couch 57-24. Summersville advances to the semifinals. They play the winner of this Alton-Winona game. All right, so that's where we're at right now here in the Big Springs Conference Tournament. And we had a big crowd earlier. The crowd sort of thinned out a little bit here as we get later in the day. I know a lot of people wanting to get home before the weather turns bad on them tonight. That's the reason all these games started so early today, trying to avoid the bad weather. All right, and remember, for all the latest in cancellations, if you want to check those out, you can check those out at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Just click on the link there to the cancellations, and you'll find out all the stuff around. I know there's going to be some ball games tonight that are canceled because of this weather. You can find out which ones by going to our website. All right, we are at the half, 19-19, Alton and Winona. We'll take another break, back with more from Couch High School in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Welcome back again to Couch High School at the half, 19-19. Alton and Winona all tied up. And both teams are back out on the floor getting ready to go with our second half of play here. Want to say thank you to our boosters for Comet Basketball. They include Simpson, True Value, and Alton, Clary Funeral Home, and Alton Thayer in Mammoth Spring, Thayer Walmart, Allen Supported Living, and Thayer Ready Mix. Those are your boosters for Comet Basketball here for the 2023 season. And like I said, both teams are back out on the floor, so we're just a little bit away from starting our second half of play. And looking for an exciting finish. This game has went back and forth. Alton led by as many as seven. I believe Winona's biggest lead has been three in this first half of play. And we're tied right now at 19. Some foul trouble for Winona. Sullivan, Aiden Sullivan, their starter, with three fouls. And for Alton, Ryland Steele, one of their starters, also with three first half fouls. So these teams just pretty equal through this first half of play. All the way around. We're going to take one more quick break. We'll be back to start your second half in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Health. Lender.
And we are back here at Couch High School, set to go with our second half of basketball. The teams right now gathered around their coaches on the sideline. Coach Anthony Caruso for the Alton Comets and Coach Steve Voiles for the Winona Wildcats. Good first half of basketball. If you like defense, 19-19, your score at the half. Both these teams tied up. And we are just about set to go. They continue to visit in the huddle. Get a slow start here to the second half of basketball. Looks like the referee's going to go over and kind of hurry them up a little bit. The horn sounds, so maybe that'll push them along a little. Alton back out on the floor. Looks like they go back to their starters. It will be Dylan Whalen along with Ryland Steele, Marcus Cockrum, Landon Huckabee, and Corey Miller for Winona. They'll have Ben Ipock along with Voiles. It is, you see, Carter Voiles. Had to look for the name there for a second. Also in there is Zach Pulliam. Looking to see. Sullivan is on there. Ooh, lob is a little bit too high, and that's going to be a charge call. Ryland Steele just picked up his fourth. Ryland still going to the basket, going to dish it off. Picked up his fourth foul as he charged in to the Winona Wildcats. And that's going to get Cole Trantham off the bench, and he'll come in. Ryland will have to go to the bench. He's spent a lot of time over there on the sideline, more than he would like, I'm sure. With the basketball, Voiles. The other starters, Ethan Bland also on the floor for the Winona Wildcats. So we tried to get all of them. With a basketball, Pulliam. Back over to Bland. Bland dribbles around the outside, backs it back out. Looks for help on the wing to Ipock. Excuse me, to Voiles. Voiles hands off to Pulliam. Now to Ipock, top of the key. And that's a travel. Ethan Bland, when he's all alone behind the three-point line and shuffled his feet and tried to drive to the basket, the referee standing right beside him immediately blew the whistle. Marcus Cockrum across half court on the dribble. gives it to Whalen. Whalen to Trantham. He's going to fire for three. That's off the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. Touch last by Landon Huckabee. It'll belong to Winona. Alton fans didn't like the call. You can probably hear them here to the left of me, a yelling with the basketball. Voiles crosses half court. He's guarded by Whalen. Looks for the screen. Had the ball slapped away. Gets it back. Pass underneath. And going up and putting it in is number two, Sullivan, and he's going to draw a foul. He didn't realize how alone he was. He turned and he looked. Said, wait a minute, there's nobody here. And went up with it. 2-point wide on the lead. Voiles at the free throw line. That foul was on Trantham, his first. So Aiden Sullivan at the line looking for his sixth point and couldn't get it to go. Trantham with the rebound out to Huckabee. Huckabee crosses half court on the dribble. Stops, gives it off to Whalen. Whalen thought about the three. Now going to take it, a long three-pointer. Rebound is going to be out of bounds. Touch last by Winona, and the young man from Winona ran all the way to the top of the bleachers. Brings back memories. I've run many a bleachers. Not during a game, usually during practice. With a basketball, Huckabee to the basket, puts it up. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Sullivan. Sullivan up to Pulliam. Pulliam now in the corner to Voiles. Voiles drives baseline all the way underneath. Fakes, goes up with it, draws the foul. So Voiles will go to the free throw line. Carter Voiles. He has 6 points. Foul called on Alton Comets number 12, Huckabee, his third. So Alton getting in some foul trouble here. Free throw on the way is no good by Voiles. Carter Voiles with 6 points. Leading scorer so far for the Winona Wildcats. Second one is on the way, and it's no good. Trantham with the rebound. Cole will hand the ball to Huckabee. He'll bring it up the floor. Huckabee on the dribble. 2-point, Winona lead. Whalen over to Huckabee. Landon back out to Cochran. Cochran with the basketball. They come back out to Huckabee, and Huckabee is going to be fouled by Pulliam. And Huckabee went down hard. Was holding his leg. And he flexes it, gets up. He's okay. So Alton will inbound. That foul on Pulliam. For him, that's his second. Huckabee with the basketball. Gives it to Whalen on the left wing. Alton got to get something going offensively. They have struggled last half of that second quarter, and now to start this third. Have not scored yet in the third quarter, and we've played 2.5 minutes. Trantham going to fire a three. That's in and out, no good. Rebound by Pulliam. Pulliam quickly back up the floor. The ball over to Bland. Bland looking inside. Gives it to Pulliam. Pulliam back outside to Ipock. Ben with the basketball. His pass in the corner, knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Cole Trantham. Ipock will inbound the basketball, standing on the sideline here in front of me. Looking to come in, still looking. We'll bring it in to Pulliam. Pulliam with Whalen on him. Down to 5:03. 3 minutes gone by here in this third. Alton still scoreless in the third quarter. But Winona's only scored two, so not pulling away. And they turn it over. They had the shot in the lane and tried to pass it off to a teammate and turned it over. Alton on offense here. They'll bring it up the floor. Marcus Cochran, who's not scored in the ball game. Unusual. Marcus, you see a pretty good score here for the Alton Comets. Landon Huckabee to the basket, trying to draw the foul, didn't get the call. Rebound pulled down by the Winona Wildcats. Aiden Sullivan, he'll come out to Voiles. Carter with a basketball, guarded by Whalen. Swings it around now in the corner to Bland. Inside, shot up and in. That is Ben Ipock with his 6 point of the ball game, and a timeout taken. 23-19, Winona by four, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Welcome back again to Couch High School. We've got a 23-19 ball game. Winona with the lead. A little over halfway into this third quarter. The winner of this one, again, will play Summersville in the semifinals on Thursday. So trying to make it into the semifinals. This is the first round action of the Big Springs Conference Tournament. Referees head over to the coaches to tell them, come on, guys, let's get back out here. Get out of here before the weather gets bad. I don't think they're telling them that, but that's what a lot of people were thinking. With a basketball, Alton Comets will bring it up the floor. A little pressure now as Ben Ipock comes back to guard Marcus Cockrum. Going to try to deny him the basketball. Alton will inbound to Waylon. Waylon will bring it up the floor. And looks like Winona kind of playing a little bit of almost a box of one, guarding Cockrum everywhere. And we got a turnover on the Alton Comets. Trantham called for the travel. Check it in now, number five, it is Haddock checking in as Cole Trantham sets down. With the basketball, Winona walks across half court. 4 minutes left to play third quarter. We're halfway through the third. Out front, Bland. Hands it off to Ipock, over to Voiles. Voiles looking inside to Bland. Bland turns, goes to the basket. His pass through the hands of Sullivan and out of bounds. They were close together, and he threw it really hard. Sullivan just couldn't hang on to it. Inbound play here from Huckabee to Cockrum, and he'll bring it up the floor. Alton got to get some offense going here. They have struggled offensively ever since about halfway through that second quarter. And credit to Winona's defense. It's been good. They've made Alton take some tough shots. Three-pointer on the way is good. That'll help. Dylan Whalen knocks it down. He's got eight in the ball game. And the lead's back to one, 23-22, just like that. Even though they struggled offensively, Winona's not just lighting it up. Only 23 points. And we're going to have a charge called on Ben Ipock. Ipock with a push-off. Good defense there. I believe that was Whalen who drew the charge. For Ipock, that's his second. So Alton a chance to get the lead back on this trip down the floor, despite not scoring for almost 7 minutes of game time. With a basketball, pass underneath to Huckabee. He'll power it up and in. Landon Huckabee with a good, strong move inside. Landon with seven, and Alton's back in front by one. 24-23. Pulliam out front to Voiles, to Bland. Now to Voiles. Voiles swings it around. Back out to Bland. Bland over to Pulliam. Pulliam picks up the dribble, works it into Ipock. Ipock to the basket. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Haddock. Alton basketball leading by one. 2:25 left to play third quarter. On the wing, Whalen, who just hit a big three, gives it to Haddock. Haddock thought about it, didn't take it. Dribbles around the outside, kicks it over to Cockrum. Cockrum back over to Huckabee, off to Whalen. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Haddock with the rebound. He goes back up with it, and we're going to have a foul inside. Good job by Haddock working inside. Got that offensive rebound. He gave up some size there, but River did a good job, got position. And drew a foul. River Haddock looking for his first points of the ball game. Sets for the first one. It's on the way off the rim. No good. He'll get one more. He was in the act of shooting. And Paisley coming in We'll see who's coming out. I believe it's going to be Ipok, who just picked up his third. Ben Ipok with three fouls comes to the bench. At the line, Haddock trying to build on this one-point Alton lead. Rivers' shot on the way is no good. Rebound pulled down by Sullivan. Aiden Sullivan. He'll hand the ball off to Paisley. Paisley over to Voiles. Carter looks inside. Still looking across the floor to Pulliam. Pulliam back out to Voiles. Voiles for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Back up. Shot no good. Back up again. Ipok powering it up and in. And Ipok, I thought it went to the bench, but he did not go to the bench, obviously. That was Bland that went out, number three. Hard to see these numbers. They're not solid yellow. They're like a yellow outline of a number on a purple jersey. With a basketball, Whalen. He'll put the shot up and in. Dylan Whalen now in double figures with 10, and Alton back in front by one as these two teams trade leads here. Ipok with a basketball to Pulliam. Pulliam looking inside. Throws it across the floor to Paisley. He'll put it up and in. Cash Paisley now with 5 points. Winona's up one. 27-26. 52 seconds left to play in this third quarter. Whalen with a basketball. He's going to fire for three. It's good. Dylan Whalen starting to warm up. He's got 13. And good that someone's got the hot hand. Alton struggling to score. Whalen scored the last seven. Excuse me, the last eight with a basketball. Ipok shot is blocked. And they called the foul on number five. That is Haddock, River Haddock. He thought he had all ball. 29-27, Alton by two. Ben Ipok at the free throw line, looking to tie this up here with a couple of free throws. His first free throw is on the way, and it is good. Ipok now in double figures with 10. He's the first Wildcat in double figures. As he sets for the second. It's on the way, and it's no good. Trantham just checked back in, gets the rebound. Trantham came in for Haddock. Marcus Cockrum now will bring the ball up the floor. 1 point Alton lead. Gives it to Whalen, down to 18 seconds. Alton going to hold for the final shot of the quarter. Standing out around half court, Dylan Whalen, who's been the offense here in the third quarter, puts the shot up, can't get to go, had a good shot at the bucket. 3 seconds left. Pull-up jumper on the way is way short for Ipok. At the end of three, your score 29-28. Alton leading Winona by one. We'll come back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hey, trappers and predator hunters. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got everything you need for the predator hunting. Fox Pro electronic game calls, Fox Pro game lights, guns, and ammo. For the trappers, they've got traps, bait, scents, and accessories, including the dog-proof coon traps, muck and lacrosse boots to combat the cold and mud. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains, your headquarters for trapping and predator hunting. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
We are back here at Couch High School, ready to start the fourth quarter between the Alton Comets and the Winona Wildcats. A good close ball game, 29-28. That third quarter really started slow for Alton. They just could not get some points to in the third quarter. Finally, Dylan Whalen opened things up. He hit a couple of threes, scored 8 straight points for Alton, and Alton now leading by one. 29-28, 8 minutes on the clock. Winona has the ball to start the fourth. Ipok will inbound the basketball. Ipok in double figures with 10, the leading scorer for Winona. And 13 for Whalen leads Alton. Boyles on the dribble, lost it out of bounds. turnover on the Winona Wildcats. Good pressure there from the Alton Comets. Ryland Steele back into the ballgame with four fouls. So Coach Caruso rolling the dice here to start the fourth. I thought maybe they might go a little longer before they brought him back in. Ryland with a basketball on the dribble. Gets free. Pull-up jumper on the way, and he's going to be fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul on the Wildcats. Ryland Steele, who scored 2 points in this ballgame, will go to the line. That foul is the fourth foul on IPOP. Free throw by Steele is short. Hit the front of the rim and dropped off. No good. So Ryland will set for the second. Trying to build on this one-point Alton lead. Second one is on the way. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by the Winona Wildcats. Back up the floor. Boyles gets it to Paisley. Paisley looking inside. Back out. Off to, looks like Bland. Bland couldn't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Whalen. Dylan Whalen with the basketball. Head fake. Goes to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Ryland Steele with a nice rebound. Strong one-end rebound in traffic. Pulls it down. Puts it back up and in to give Alton a three-point lead. Alton led by as many as seven in that first half, but Winona came right back. Winona with the basketball. Bland with it. Looks for the cutter. Picks up his dribble. Works it inside to Voiles. Voiles with Trantham on him. The ball slapped and taken away. Whalen to the basket. Whalen puts it up, and he's going to draw a foul. Didn't see who got a hand on it, but it popped loose, went right out to Whalen, and it was a foot race to the basket. And he drew the foul. We'll go to the free throw line, a chance to build on this three-point lead. 31-28 at the line. First shot is short, no good. Alton missing some free throws here. Whalen with 13 points will set for the second. Second free throw as Dylan takes a couple of dribbles. The shot is on the way, and it is good. 14 points now for Dylan Whalen. 32-28, four-point Alton lead, down to 6:55 to play here in this fourth quarter. Winona with the basketball. On the outside, Pulliam, top of the key. He's guarded by Whalen. Goes to Sullivan. They swing the ball around the outside. Voiles to Paisley. Paisley looking inside. He'll dribble back out. Gives it to Pulliam. Pulliam back around to Voiles. Voiles back out to Pulliam. Pulliam is going to be fouled. A reach-in foul called on Dylan Whalen. Dylan with a reach-in. Foul is called. That's the fifth foul on the Alton Comets, so they're still not over the limit. Inbound play here for Winona. Pulliam with it. Gives it to Voiles. He faked the three. Dribbles all the way around the outside of the three-point line. Back out. Paisley for three. That's short. Rebound. No good by Pulliam. Back up and in by Paisley. Paisley with six. With the basketball, Whalen thought about the three, didn't take it. They swing it around to Trantham in the corner. Cole back over to Steele. Steele will fire the jumper. That's no good. Huckabee's rebound, no good. Steele with the rebound, back up and in. Comets hitting the offensive boards here. Lead it again by four, 34-30. 5:42 to play. Voiles with it on the right wing. Comes back out front to Paisley to pull him on the left side. Pull you. Inside to IPOC. IPOC in the lane, and he's going to be blocked and fouled. I think they're going to get the foul on Corey Miller. Number 11, Marcus Cockrum, going to check back in. Cockrum in. Cole Trantham will get a breather. Winona basketball, down four. 5:32 to play. Inbound play, looking to come in. Still looking. They'll bring it in to Pulliam. Pulliam to the basket. Puts it up. It won't go. Rebound pulled down by Huckabee. Off to Steele. Ryland. Nice bounce pass into Miller. Miller comes back out, but there's a foul called, a push before he passed the ball back out. So Alton will have the basketball underneath their own basket, leading 34-30, 5:23 left to play. Huckabee the inbound, looking to come in, still looking. He'll bring it all the way back out to half court to Dylan Whalen. Dylan moves it to Huckabee on the right wing, back over to the left side to Steele. Underneath to Miller, nice pass from Steele to Miller. And Coach Boyles wants a timeout. Alton Comets now by six, 36-30. We'll take a break, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
And again, welcome back to Couch High School. The Alton Comets leading by six here, 36-30 over the Winona Wildcats. Again, this is first round action from the Big Springs Conference Tournament. And the winner of this one will advance to take on Summersville on Thursday in the semifinals. Summersville a winner earlier, defeating the Couch Indians in our first game here on K-Country 95. The other semifinal will see Bunker take on Eminence, and that should be a dandy. I saw the Eminence Red Wings play. They look pretty good in their first-round win over Ellington. All right, back out on the floor now. It will be, I believe, Winona basketball. 5:09 left to play. It's 36-30. Alton with a six-point lead. At the end of three quarters, Alton led it by one, 29-28. With a basketball, Bland picks up his dribble. He needs help. Works it inside to Ipoc. Ipoc in traffic. Puts it up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Huckabee. Off to Steele. Now to Cockrum. Cockrum for three. Well, that would have been a big one. But there's going to be a foul underneath on Sullivan. Sullivan was blocked out by Miller, committed the foul, and Miller, I believe, going to go to the free throw line. They are over the limit. We'll check it for Sullivan. That is his fourth. He'll go to the bench with 4:48 to play. Corey Miller at the free throw line. Corey has 6 points in the ball game. Trying to make it a seven-point lead, which matched the biggest lead of the ball game, but he couldn't get it to go. Rebound by Winona, up the floor. Bland with it, gets it to Pulliam. Out to Voiles, he's going to fire for three. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ryland Steele. Ryland to the basket, puts it up on the run, can't get it to go. Corey Miller with a rebound, back up and in, and one. Corey Miller with 8 points now will go to the free throw line. Alton now with their biggest lead of the ball game. They lead it by eight, 38-30. And it has been all Alton here in this fourth quarter. They've outscored Winona, looks like. Make it 10-2. Corey Miller with 9 points. And Alton leads it by nine, 39-30. Paisley with the basketball, gets the screen, works it inside to Ipoc, and there's going to be a foul on Trantham. Cole Trantham on the reach as Winona tried to work it in to Ben Ipoc, and Ipoc will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. So 1-1 here for Winona, 4:18 to play. Free throw on the way, it's good for Ipoc. He now has 11. He's the leading scorer for Winona. Whalen will check in. Trantham will come out. So at the line, Ipoc sets for the second free throw, trying to make it a seven-point ball game. And he does. Good free throw there by Ben Ipoc. Alton with the basketball, looking now at full court pressure. Pass up the floor. Cockrum with it. Marcus on the dribble, gives it out to Whalen. Whalen over to Huckabee, to Cochran in the corner. Cochran on the dribble, backs it back out. No hurry here for Alton. Whalen for three, it's on the way, off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Winona. Winona quickly heading back the other way. pass that's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to say touch last by the Alton Comets. And Alton fans don't like that. The referee is going to talk things over. And he said, yep, after they talked it over, it is Alton basketball. And it looked like it was right in front of me here. It looked like one of the Winona players touched it last. Landon Huckabee picks up the dribble and he traveled. Landon stopped, looking for a teammate. There was no teammate there, and he traveled. 39-32, 3:47 left to play. Alton with a 7-point lead. Winona with a basketball. Paisley with a basketball. He's guarded by Whalen, trying to get free. Almost lost his balance. Pass over to Voiles. Voiles on the dribble, looking inside, and he tried to lob it in to Bland, but Alton makes the steal. Ryland steal. Over to Whalen. Good job by Whalen, backing it out. Now they go into Huckabee. Out to Cockrum. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Winona Wildcats. Quickly up the floor. Pulliam inside. He'll go up with it. Puts it up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Winona. And Voiles couldn't believe it. It was Alton basketball. Comets will have the ball. Huckabee will get it into Steele. Now to Cockrum. Cockrum looking at pressure here. Back to Steele. They play catch with it. Cockrum crosses half court all the way to the basket. Puts it up, no good. Rebounding foul going to be called on Corey Miller. And that's not what Alton wants. They don't want to stop the clock and give Winona a chance to score. Ben Ipock, who just made a couple of free throws, is going to go to the line here. He's got 12 points. He'll go to the line here, trying to cut into this 7-point lead. Just under 3 minutes to play. Ben Ipock sets for the first free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. He's had a nice game. 13 points now for Ben Ipock. So he sets for the second. Second one is on the way. It's no good, and we got a lane violation. Ipock knew he missed it, and he jumped trying to get to it. So the lane violation gets it back to Alton, who leads by 6, 39-33. But before they inbound the ball, they're going to take a timeout. Timeout taken. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Back again at Couch High School, the Alton Comets leading by 6, 39-33. Comets led by 9 points. Their biggest lead just a few minutes ago at 39-30, but Winona's come back to score 3 straight points, trying to make a run here. They did that in the first half. Alton ran up to a 7-point lead, and Winona ran out 8 straight points to take a 1-point lead at that point. All right, 2:59 left to play. Alton will have the basketball. They'll face pressure here full court from the Winona Wildcats. It will be Landon Huckabee to trigger the ball in. And he's got to find the open man here. Gets it in to Ryland Steele. Ryland directing traffic now. He'll bring the ball across half court on the dribble. Bounce pass over to Miller. Corey does a good job. Brings it back out. Gets it to Steele. Ryland inside to Huckabee. Huckabee is called for the charge, delayed charge there. Huckabee ran into the player. He stood there for a second, then fell down, and they called the foul. And that had Coach Caruso jumping up and down on the sideline. I can't blame him for that one. It may have been the charge, but it was a big delay in that call. With the basketball, Ipock gives it in the corner to Bland. Bland looking inside, backs it back out. Pass across the floor, stolen by Whalen. All the way at the basket, up and in. Dylan Whalen. 16 now, and another steal. Cockrum to the basket. He'll put it up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Winona, and Whalen reaches in to tie it up. And the alternated possession belongs to the Alton Comets. Dylan Whalen's been everywhere, 16 points. He's had a big game. It's a good thing the Comets brought him to couch today. He's got 16, got a couple of steals. It's an 8-point ball game right now, 41-33, 2:11 left to play. Cockrum has it out at half court. Waits for the defense to come get him, gets to Ryland Steele. Comets just sort of running the four corners here. In no hurry here, playing catch with it out front. Going to make Winona come get them and try to foul them. They're not taking anything unless it's a layup. With a basketball, Steele over to Whalen. It's Whalen, Steele, and Cockrum that are really just sort of playing catch with it. Cockrum has it. Cockrum off to Whalen. Whalen down to a minute 36 to play. Winona just letting them run time off the clock. At some point, you got to foul. Ryland Steele. Oh, there was the layup. Corey Miller's, he was looking for the basket, looking up to see how he was going to finish. And it's a turnover. It'll go back to the Winona Wildcats. 8-point ball game, still a minute 25 left to play. With the basketball, Voiles gets the screen, gets it off to Bland. Bland picks up the dribble, looking inside, gets it to Ipok. Ipok to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. 15 now for Ipok, timeout taken. 41-35, 6-point Alton lead. We'll take a break back here in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Welcome back again to Couch High School. The Alton Comets trying to hold on here. They lead it by 6, 41-35. A minute 12 left to play. Alton will have the basketball, and again, they're looking at full court pressure. The last time down, Winona just let them run about 35, 40 seconds off the clock. Corey Miller with the basketball. Gets it over to Huckabee. Landon on the dribble. Backs up now. Alton got to get it across half court. And we're going to have a foul called, a bump on Pulliam, as Ryland Steele tried to turn to go to the down the sideline. And that's going to send Ryland to the free throw line. Steele on the day has 6 points. Big free throws here. It is the 1-1. Ninth foul on the Winona Wildcats. Shot on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound controlled by Winona. Both teams with 9 fouls, so 2 shots now from here on out for both. Voiles lost it out of bounds. Ryland still got a hand on it, slapped it loose, and then Voiles tried to control it and lost it on the dribble. Down to 52 seconds to play. Inbound play, they bring it in to Steele, and it's almost stolen by Ipok, who had a hand on it, but he stepped on the end line. Inbound play now. Alton clearing out, going to make some room here, try to get someone free. Cochran, Whalen. Whalen with the basketball. Whalen is going to be fouled by Pulliam. So Dylan Whalen. He's had a big game, 16 points in the ball game, leads all scores. He'll walk the other end to shoot free throws. 48 seconds left to play in this one. It looks like if Alton can hang on here, they'll play Summersville on Thursday. But still, 48 seconds is a lot of time in high school basketball with just a 6-point lead. Free throw is on the way, it's good. Whalen now with 17. Both teams shooting 2 on every foul now. They're both over the limit. 10 fouls on Winona, 9 on Alton. Second shot is up and no good. Rebound pulled down by the Winona Wildcats. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Steele. Ryland going to the basket, puts it up, and puts it in and draws the foul. And Winona couldn't believe the call there. Ryland Steele with a big play. Takes it to the basket, puts it in. He's got 8 points and will go to the free throw line and pretty well put this one away, making a 10-point lead with 40 seconds left to play. It'd be hard for Winona to come back. Ryland Steele sets for the free throw. It's on the way. It's in and out, no good. So 9-point Alton lead, 44-35. With a basketball, IPOC gets it over to Voiles. Off to Bland, back to Voiles. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Cockrum. Cockrum with a basketball. He'll give it off to Steele. Steele to Whalen. Whalen on the dribble. It's going to be fouled. Dylan Whalen throws the shot up. That almost went in, too. He's had that kind of day. Dylan Whalen will go to the free throw line here. He's got 17 of the 44 Alton points. Pulliam just fouled out. Sullivan checks back in. He's playing with four fouls. We're down to 19 seconds to play, so it's looking like the Alton Comets are going to advance to the semifinals here of the Big Springs Conference Tournament. Shot on the way by Whalen. It's no good. Rebound. Yep, he's got two. That was just the first. Winona's Voiles pulled the rebound, and he was headed the other way. But Whalen will shoot another one. Trying to get his 18th point on the night. Shot is up, and it is good. 18 now for Dylan Whalen. And Alton leads it by 10, 45-35. Winona running some clock here, and they can't afford to. IPOC will fire for three. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by the Alton Comets, and Winona not going to foul. They're just going to walk to the sideline. That's going to wrap this one up. 45-35, Alton Comets with a win over the Winona Wildcats. We'll take a break, come back and wrap this one up in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree, member FDIC and equal health. Lender.
Back here at Couch High School, we're going to wrap this one up pretty quick. The Alton Comets with the win, 45-35 over the Winona Wildcats. Your leading scorers, Ben Ipock finished with 15 to lead the Winona Wildcats. For Alton, they were led by Dylan Whalen. Whalen finished with 18 points. He also had, looks like for Alton, 9 points for Corey Miller. 8 points for Ryland Steele, 7 for Landon Huckabee, and 3 points for Cole Trantham. Again, that's the scoring in the ball game. The Alton Comets with a win. They advance to the semifinals on Thursday. Your Alton Comet basketball brought to you tonight by Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree, Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pond, Alton Quick Connection, Mills Feed in Alton, Farm Bureau, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Monty's Outdoors in West Plains. Those are your sponsors for Comet Basketball. That's going to wrap things up here from the Big Springs Conference Tournament today. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.